Britain's National Health Service used to be the envy of the world. Free at the point of use for everybody, it regularly used to be ranked as one of the best health services in the world. But over the last decade, government austerity cuts have taken their toll. There's now a shortage of doctors, nurses, beds, and care packages for elderly patients. Tens of thousands of hospital operations are cancelled each year, and accident and emergency and mental health services are in a state of chaos.
Since 2010, the Conservative government has enacted several harsh austerity measures which have impacted greatly on public services like health and education. Now, they say those cuts were necessary given the dire state of Britain's public finances. But the people behind me are saying enough is enough. And those cuts have had too much of an effect on the millions of workers within the NHS, as well as the patients who are suffering from poor treatments.
On Saturday, tens of thousands of people marched through London to mark the National Health Service's 70th anniversary and demand an end to government cuts and privatisation. They stopped outside Downing Street to demand Theresa May's resignation, chanting, "Shame on you."
I'm here to defend the NHS and try and put a stop to this privatisation, which will only be the death of England and the death of the NHS. They'll cut, and it's a non-profitable organisation and should always be a non-profitable organisation.
Obviously, there's a lot of wastage in the NHS, but they're starting with the poor, where the lowest paid workers in the NHS.
Protesters spoke of how the National Health Service had saved the lives of themselves and their relatives, while others feared that a comprehensive health service might not exist for future generations unless there's radical change.
There are Conservative politicians who resent the creation of the NHS, who will be quite happy to see our NHS transformed into United States of America-style healthcare system where they feel for your wallet before they feel for your pulse.
We have life expectancy differences across this country that are horrendous and huge. In Scotland, for example, the gap between the life expectancy of the best off and the worst off is 26 years.
The government says it's increased health funding to record levels. It says there are more doctors and nurses looking after patients, more patients being treated, and more operations are being carried out in the National Health Service every year. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.